Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Made it another year. Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and today is an important day. It's an important moment because all year round, I act like everything is good. And then this time of year comes around and I'm like, record scratch, she almost died. And it's a moment, and I take it with humor because it's like, in life, you either laugh or you cry. And I've done a lot of crying, but today it's a bit of a celebration with a bit of melancholy, with a bit of just like potency of the spectrum that life puts us through simply by being here. So before we get into the moment that we will be spending today, I want to share a collective deep breath. Take an inhale with me. Sip in that air. And exhale. One more time, inhale. And exhale. That oxygen, that air that filled your lungs, is a reminder you are still alive. And it sounds dramatic, but it's important to remind ourselves because in daily to-dos, in daily errands, and in all of these metrics and success milestones, we forget the very essence of being alive is simply breathing in and breathing out, and we are lucky to get to do that. So today we're gonna be talking about how I almost lost my life on this day 7 years ago, and I've written a bit of a piece, and then I'll do some discussions at the end, but I do these videos for myself, again, as a reminder of life's fragility, as an act of gratitude, as a bit of a prayer, thanking the universe for letting me still be here to share this moment with you, but also to remind all of us that you don't need to go through a near-death experience to remember how good it is to simply be here, even if sometimes it's a little painful and it's tough and we're going through things. And those moments of struggle, I think they add to the texture. And to celebrate my rebirthday, I'm hosting a free live journaling call at the end of the month. I am putting the link in the show notes and you could just sign up. I'll send you the Zoom information. It's going to be one giant live journaling party. So if you're curious about journaling and if you just need a big boost of dopamine and good wholesome vibes, I will be guiding us through a 2-hour journaling call. Again, that's totally free. I do this often to celebrate these big moments in my life or Joe Club's history. And I hope to see you there. And I also want to point out, if you're in a fragile state and you are not up for hearing about things that are life and death, then maybe you want to skip today's episode. But if you want to stick with me, I will now be sharing a living memoir piece that I wrote to celebrate how I almost lost my life this time 7 years ago, but I'm still here to tell the tale.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe.
It's been 7 years since I got shot and live with a bullet in my back. In medieval times, 7 years is the duration of an apprenticeship. It's the time it took to live with the master, learning the ins and outs of the trade. Without guidebooks, video tutorials, or online forums, the only way to exchange and absorb knowledge was by living next to those who have gone through the learning process before you. It's been 7 years since I survived a near-death experience. The duration of an apprenticeship, only I had no master to look towards. I had to figure it out on my own. And this happened because I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I like to say that I was in the right place at the right time because I'm still here to tell the tale. These past 7 years have gone by in the blink of an eye. The truth about time is that it dances around us, laughing if we dare to look back. For the most part, not much has changed. and yet everything has. I've sculpted my life into a more meaningful, family-oriented, closer-to-my-passions version of the reality I was living back in 2017. My friendships have been pruned to those who feel like family and those only. I'm more aware of the day's finitude. I'd be lying if I said I don't still take things for granted. I do, which is why I make these anniversary videos, to remind myself I made it another year, both in celebration and grounding to the daunting truth that I almost lost the very breath that allows me to be here with you today. It's all very fragile. In these last 7 years, I've done an apprenticeship with life's fragility, aware that at any moment things can drastically change. In the beginning, the awareness of mortality showed itself as fear, as PTSD even. I'd avoid sitting next to the car window because I knew too well that it could explode like confetti at any moment. The sound of motorcycles sent chills down my back because the thugs that shot the car I was sitting in rode them. There's an obvious disturbance that followed me around for the first few years, interrupting an otherwise normal day. Around year 3, I learned to coexist with fragility like a roommate almost. I observed it at times, not letting it get under my skin, familiar with its ways, but not letting it dictate my every decision. Fear no longer stifled me, and I went back to the crime scene in Rio multiple times, waiting at red lights anxiously a few meters away from where blood spilled out of me years prior. I forced myself to go and face my fears. I wanted to prove to fragility that it did not rule me. I won, or so I thought. 5 years into this apprenticeship with my near-death experience, it morphed from being something that happened to me to becoming a part of me. Like the physical piece of the bullet that's found a home in the middle of my back muscles, the memory of the experience became a part of everything I do, subtly, like any other experience that rocks your world in a terrible way, infusing into your consciousness. At one point, you stop running from what haunts you. You just accept it stoically, even lovingly, knowing that that shard of pain becomes one of the reasons you're able to experience and feel goodness on a deeper level. It's now been 7 years. My apprenticeship is not over, but it has been long enough for me to learn that with a near-death experience or any painful memory, our depth grows in ways we cannot plan. While I don't wish any sort of traumatizing experience for anyone, if you're out there listening and you feel seen by anything I said, remember that your pain is beautiful because when you survive pain, your empathy grows, as does your ability to understand the wide spectrum of feelings humans are capable of.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So yeah, it was a short piece, very tiny, but a reminder that if you're still here, you have agency, you still have power. Anytime I make these videos, my goal is to remind myself. I also am reminded when I'm running, if I'm doing some crazy exercises at the gym, I'm grateful. I'm like, wow, I love doing this. And even if it's painful, even if my legs are giving out, I'm so glad that I get to do this. We get to be here, right? Like we're the few people that are able to be alive. And of course, there's so many people alive, but think about all of the people that could have been alive that aren't. You're here. And it's an honor. And it's hard. It's not easy. But it's so complex and interesting that we go through these pain cycles and then we go through these triumphant moments. And whenever you've gone through struggle, and you come out on the other end, you're like, wow, look what I just overcame. And then your confidence grows and your awareness of what's possible grows. With that thinking, I'm always grateful for the dark times. I'm always grateful for the pain. Call me a little masochistic. Maybe that's why I love language learning and running a long distance or just doing things that are painful and difficult. Because I've seen more often than not how that pain gets transformed into perseverance, how that pain creates moments where I trust myself, how that pain took me from being a shy little girl to being strong and capable and aware that everybody's a little scared, right? And so then if I realize everybody's a little scared, then what do I have to lose? I think it's only in realizing that we are all struggling a bit do we cancel out the self-consciousness that prevents us from living our full true potential. So when you realize everybody's a little nervous, no one really knows what they're doing. So who are they to judge you if they don't even know what they're doing? And that is the foundation of why I've created my own path and why I, of course, I listen to advice, but I also trust myself that if I'm trying to carve out a life that I've never seen, why would I listen to advice from people that have not cultivated the life I'm trying to cultivate for myself? If you want to live a different life, you have to follow different rules. You have to make your own rules. And you need an extraordinary amount of confidence. And I think you build that confidence by understanding the struggles that you go through. Those are the things that prime you to becoming stronger. Those are the things that challenge your sense of self and that challenge your strength. When it's all said and done, are you going to help yourself? And you're not in it alone. This is by no means saying that you have to do everything alone, but you have to take the first step. It's almost like that saying, you can't be helped if you don't try to help yourself. And getting shot and going through something traumatic and realizing that now I had to live with this PTSD and living with this fear of windows shattering like confetti, like that's a real fear. And of course, time does what it does and it helped me get over it. But it was also going back to Brazil and facing the fear and realizing this is a barrier, and if I don't tackle this, it will control me, and I had to choose not to let it control me. It doesn't make me want to go down that street and hang out, but I did it, and I've done it many times, so I know that, okay, I did it, it's not controlling me. And even that's a moment of building more self-trust. Weirdly, this became a video about confidence and how to build it through converting your pain into power and converting the struggle into strength and realizing that the pain is a part of persevering, and without it, you will not know the textures of strength. You won't know it. If you don't have anything painful to overcome, or any friction or any resistance, will there be a victory? I don't think so. With these videos, I just kind of riff, and I hope you got something out of it. I am grateful to be here. I'm grateful that I am walking on my own two feet, that I am traveling around, that I still have the bullet in my back to remember that I almost lost my life. I am glad that you're here with me. I'm glad that we get to celebrate this time every year. And I call this time of year my rebirthday because it's a chance for me to celebrate re-entering into my life. If you've gone through a near-death experience or had something traumatic happen to you, you already know that it fundamentally shatters the ground in which you've stood for your entire life. And you can look at that in both ways. You could either be destroyed and feel completely lost, which I think is natural. That's a natural reaction. That's called shock. But then after the dust settles, you have a choice to make. Do you live in fear or sadness or sink? Or do you think this is a moment to redefine things? This is a rebirthday moment. This is a moment to claim what has happened to me and turn it into whatever I need it to be to look at life with a positive lens. So it is my rebirthday, and I hope that you are celebrating whatever day your rebirthday is with as much gumption, with as much agency as possible to know that things happen to you that are outside of your control, but what happens next, that's in your hands, and you could turn that into something beautiful. Or in gardening terms, there's a reason why shit makes the flowers bloom. So the bullet is still in my back. Here it is. I always wonder if people who see it think it's like a birthmark. Because it kind of does look like it. So if you don't know the story, I was in a car in Rio. And I basically was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Robbers were trying to rob whoever came down the street next. We happened to be that car. My uncle was driving. My aunt was in the passenger seat. My cousin was next to me. And my uncle, who was driving, had been shot at before, and he already knew the violence that people are capable of, so he kept driving. And that move saved our lives because these men were violent and terrible. And because we kept driving, they got upset and started shooting the car. And as we're driving away, one of those bullets pierced through the back of the car, through the back seat, and into my body. And this is where I said, I just got shot in the back, in Portuguese, acabei de levar um tiro nas costas. And within 30 seconds, we swerved away from the criminals. My uncle pulled up to the hospital, and I limped myself out of the car. Before getting out of the car, I looked to my left and saw the glass I should have been sitting next to shattered. And I felt the glass spraying on my face. So I felt the pop of glass, but that was the first bullet that came into the car. And I should have been sitting on the left side of the car, but I was sitting in the middle, leaned forward, telling a story. So I can technically say storytelling saved my life. So yeah, I observed the glass shattered. And in that moment, I swear, I was the only one in the car because everybody had jumped out of the car to check themselves because there's so much adrenaline. You don't even know if you got shot when it happened. It's so fast. Everybody else was fine, thank God. But in that moment where I was alone in the car, looking to my left, sitting in the middle of the car, realizing I almost just died, like literally seeing seconds, inches, centimeters, millimeters of how I could have just been gone like that. That awareness sends chills to my body whenever I think about it. It sends chills up my spine. And then I pulled myself out of the car, couldn't wait for the nurses because I am self-sufficient. And I limped my way inside the hospital where there were no doctors on duty because they were all on strike because it's Brazil. And I climbed up on the hospital bed feeling something foreign in between my muscles. Like I felt there was something that was out of whack. And they kept saying, no, no, foi raspão, or it just went through you. It pierced like in and out. And I was like, no, it didn't. There's something inside my body. They ran some tests, but I wouldn't get the result until the next day when the doctors were back inside the hospital. So I had to spend the first night with a bullet in my back, not knowing if there was a bullet in my back, not knowing if I'd be paralyzed, not knowing if I had a tetanus shot in the last 10 years, and I just had to wait. And so in those 12 hours, there was a lot of deep thinking. It was a lot of deep thinking staring up the white tiles on the hospital bed. I could not sleep. I had to pee in a diaper. They picked the glass out of my hair on the left side where the window had shattered. And yeah, I just remember thinking like, holy shit, if I didn't die, I'm gonna live the hell out of my life. It was a big wake-up call, not because I hadn't been living my dream life. I was living really crazy. Like I was living a dream life. I was traveling, making YouTube videos, traveling around, getting paid for it. But it was actually a different kind of wake-up call because I realized I had been chasing the goals at the expense of everything that I loved, which were family values, togetherness, memories with friends, things that I had sacrificed for the sake of a career that was working. But when I got shot and I realized, like, when it's all said and done, you're not thinking about the money, you're not thinking about the promotions or the opportunities or the brand deals, you're thinking about, how am I gonna tell my mom? Wow, I wish there was somebody who could fly here to be with me. I gotta call my sister. I gotta let my brother know. Like, those are the things that came to my mind. And when you realize that in its pure, isolated importance, how serious your true value, like, that's the moment where your values are distilled in the easiest format. Impossible for you to misunderstand. In that moment, my values and what was important to me was family, my romantic life, like, I was dating somebody at the time and I needed to let him know, and my friends. It was not anything else. And so then, after 2017, I started to shift my strategy where I didn't want to give up on my career, but I knew I wanted to mold my career into something more meaningful, into something that could maybe remind other people about the importance of life and their values. And I did not know how I was going to do it. So 2017, 2018, 2019, it was always in the back burner. And it wasn't until 2020 when I developed Joe Club where things started to align, where I started a journaling company that on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, reminds people of profound introspective concepts that they could share with their family and friends. It literally took me 3 years to align and connect the dots between what I knew I was missing in my life and what I could make a living out of. All of this to say that this process of going through something that changes you forever, it takes many more years than you ever expect for the fruits to show themselves. And it's crazy, even me having this realization now, that it took 3 years. When I got shot, I was like, oh, I've been living my dream life. But now I'm like, no, I wasn't. No, the hell I wasn't. And I knew I wasn't. I have journal entries that prove that I wasn't, which is why I had to completely pivot. And 3 years later, I divorced from that chapter of my life, which is crazy. Now, today, I really do build things that I feel add value, the value that I consider very important. The retreats that I host, when you come to a retreat, you feel that love, you feel that profound sense of heart that I felt was missing in the first chapter of my life as an adult out in the world building a career. It's always important to have a check-in with yourself and ask, am I actually working towards the things that I want to cultivate? I've made podcasts about this before. The simple way to look at it is, am I actually planting seeds and nurturing flowers and plants that I actually want to see? Or am I just doing something that I think I should do? Or that I think I want, but in reality I don't want? So my homework assignment to you is to have this check-in with yourself and ask yourself, are you actively adding efforts and nurture and care into things you want to cultivate? Are you growing things that align with your values? Or are you going through the motions and feeling like you have to silence what is truly important to you? And if you feel like you're not living in your values, that's okay. Like I just said, it took 3 years for me to align these values I knew I wanted to make sure were a part of my life. It took 3 years to turn that into a reality. So it might take 3 years for you or even longer, but awareness is step one. And then from there, you can start to make a strategic plan. And if you are living in your goodness, in your values, in your sacred work, then congratulations, honey. You're doing the damn thing. Keep it up. Don't forget to take a little bit of a celebratory lap, like a victory lap. Celebrate yourself and your accomplishments. So thank you for being here. I hope to get to do this again with you next year. And if not, I hope you keep the message alive. It's like a goodbye video. I hope I'm still here with you. I'm grateful to be here today. And if I get to be here again with you next year, don't you even better. I really look forward to it. But let's live the most fulfilling years, the most aligned years, and the most intentional days, because those days will ultimately shape the rest of your life. Thank you so much for listening. Share this with a friend who's going through a hard time. And if you liked what you heard, don't forget to rate the show 5 stars. It's what helps us keep growing. Have an above average week, because you deserve it. Because if you're still breathing, you deserve it all, honey.
Hey, yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing? Shit.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.